There's a lot of controversy in a whole bunch of tumors, breast, lung, colon, renal, ovary, about the mechanism of action of bevacizumab. What's your sort of gut feeling about that? And do you think that it's going to be effective in the adjuvant setting?
Of course, a formal answer in the adjuvant setting. Two large trials are finished. The US NSCLC trial is a two-arm trial, FOLFOX versus FOLFOX bevacizumab. And then in the rest of the world, Europe and other continents, we have done the AVANT trial, which is a three-arm trial, FOLFOX versus FOLFOX bevacizumab versus capecitabine oxaliplatin bevacizumab. This was more than 3,000 patients. The two-arm trial of the NSCLC was more than 2,000 patients. There is indeed a lot of controversy, and we don't clearly understand all aspects of the mechanism of action of bevacizumab. A concept and a dogma that is often proposed and presented is that an angiogenesis inhibitor will work more in less advanced tumors. So therefore, there is a good reason to believe that it might work in the adjuvant setting, but we don't have data. On the other hand, some of the opponents say if you have only a few cells that are implanted, how can tumor vessel growth play an important role in only a few cells? And how can an antibody against circulating VEGF in this setting have an extra effect? There's a lot of controversy on this topic, so the proof will come from the randomized trials. And then I hope in the meantime we will learn also more on the mechanism of action.